Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, joined by the simply incredible Robert Spencer, a man who has studied deeply and written expansively on matters involving what I consider to be the single most serious threat we are facing today, and that arises from what I consider to be the best way of describing it, Sharia supremacism. His name is Robert Spencer. He is the director of Jihad Watch, the author of some 15 books. He has a new one just about to arrive. In fact, you can order it right now, entitled The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS. He also, among his other terrific works, is the man behind The Complete Infidel's Guide to the Quran. And there are a lot of infidels who need to understand what's going on with that, including a woman by the name of Laurie Goodstein at the New York Times. Robert, I was very pleased to see that you did a very effective and prompt rebuttal to a piece that she had in the Times over the past couple of days, characterizing, or really mischaracterizing, Mike Pompeo, the candidate for the Office of Secretary of State, who will have his hearing tomorrow in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Walk us through a little bit what Ms. Goodstein and others like her are saying about Mike Pompeo and your rejoinder to her.
Well, you know, Frank, I think that Laurie Goodstein's article is part of the ongoing effort to prevent President Trump from implementing the policies that he said he was going to implement as he was running for president. So in other words, they're trying to keep him from doing what got him elected. And in this case, you have the president all the summer of the campaign rebuking Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for not daring to say radical Islamic terrorism. In other words, not being willing to acknowledge the motivating ideology that's behind the global jihad threat. And it seemed clear that the president was determined to bring back what Barack Obama banished, a realistic analysis of this, of the nature and magnitude of the threat. And so now we see the same thing yet again. The article that Laurie Goodstein wrote is entitled Pompeo and Bolton Appointments Raise Alarm Over Ties to Anti-Islam Groups. And of course, that's us, Frank. But she excoriates Mike Pompeo in particular for saying that particular terrorist attacks have to do with Islam, and acts as if this is some sort of a preposterous idea, when in the first place, it's completely in line with what the president has said. And also any objective observer and analyst of the Quran and of Islamic tradition will see that there is plenty that jihadis can use to incite Muslims to violence.
Yeah. Can and do use, let the record show, of course. And this is why your new book is going to be so helpful, I know, Robert Spencer, in terms of helping to chronicle how throughout its history this ideology the president refers to as Sharia has animated jihadism. So to think otherwise is really irresponsible, it seems to me, particularly among religion correspondent. So Robert, you went through this this article and I know spoke quite authoritatively about Sharia, also about this idea that it's somehow, you know, complete fabrication and nonsense to recognize that among the kinds of jihad that is being waged against the West these days is something the Muslim Brotherhood has called the civilization jihad. Talk a little bit about that, Robert, and the evidence that that is in the mix as well, including here in this country, a point on which I think Mike Pompeo and, for that matter, John Bolton, the new National Security Advisor, are quite clear.
Yeah, it's really kind of ridiculous, Frank, because Laurie Goodstein says that Muslims in the United States have no intention. She says imposing Sharia law is not on their agenda, which is a sweeping, broad, and flat statement to make when there are quite a few Muslim organizations in the country, and some of them may well have this agenda in light of the fact that many of them are named in this extraordinary revealing Muslim Brotherhood document, the famous explanatory memorandum that delineates the civilization jihad. Neither I nor you wrote it. It was a Muslim Brotherhood document written by a senior member of the Brotherhood and explaining that the goal in America was, as they say in the document, in its exact words, eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house. When you have a document saying such a subversive thing, yeah, exactly, and then naming the major Muslim organizations in the United States as being on board with this effort, that's something that no responsible journalist would ignore.
Yeah. It's unclear whether, of course, we're dealing with responsible journalists, but it does seem as though they have, at the very least, a duty to know about things like this explanatory memorandum, which, is, as you know, Robert Spencer, was introduced into evidence by the federal government in the Holy Land Foundation trial. So it has, you know, the advantage of being quite authoritative. Robert, one other piece of this, which I'm very concerned about and think, again, demands people of the caliber of John Bolton and Mike Pompeo to help the president implement his policies with respect to global jihad, among other things, is the emergence of Turkey as a very serious and quite malevolent force, not just in Syria or elsewhere in the Middle East, for that matter, but here inside the United States as well. What can you tell me about that?
Turkey is stepping up its financing of mosques in the United States and building, of course, most notably, that gigantic mega mosque in Maryland, and also mosques all over the country. And in light of the fact that Erdogan, the president of Turkey, is speaking quite openly and repeatedly about the glories of the Ottoman period, about the necessity for Turkey to reclaim the land that it once controlled, which would mean that he has his eyes on the Holy Land, on North Africa, Egypt. He's talking about restoring the Ottoman Empire. And this is not just idle boasting or braggadocio in light of the fact that he's got his military on the move against the Kurds in Syria right now. And there are indications that he is wanting to claim territory in Syria and Iraq. This is all part of this neo-Ottoman adventure that he is quite clearly embarked upon. Now, in light of that, when you have Turkish-financed mosques in the United States, then it has to be asked whether they are also on board with this effort and whether they will be spreading jihad ideology around the country from their mosque.
Yeah. Would you just say a word about that again as a serious scholar of the history of Sharia supremacism and Islam? What role have mosques historically played, and is there any reason to believe that at least many of them are doing the same in this moment?
Well, you know, it's not accidental that most mosques in the United States are called Islamic Center of this or that. That's not a benign term, because as the explanatory memorandum explains, and as is clear from history, the mosque is the center of operations. It's the base. Remember also that Al-Qaeda means the base, and the base of operations for the jihad is the mosque. It's where the jihadis get their ideological training, and where we have seen in many parts of the world, although we have not seen this in America, and I hope we never do, where weapons are stockpiled and where the attack often begins from. This is something that is abundantly clear throughout history. It's also noteworthy that after a victorious jihad conquest, the first item on the agenda for the conquerors, and we see this in history again and again and again, is to go into the most notable house of worship of the conquered infidels and make it into a mosque. And so we see the Hagia Sophia, which was once a great cathedral in Istanbul, and of course is now it was made into a mosque and was a mosque for hundreds of years, and then it was made into a museum by the secular Turks, and Erdogan wants to make it into a mosque again. And there are many other mosques throughout the Islamic world that used to be synagogues, churches, Hindu temples.
Yeah. And other sacred spaces, including the Ground Zero Mosque, would, I think, fall into this same model. Lastly, and very quickly, Robert Spencer, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, as we were talking about with Dinah West earlier, was on Capitol Hill yesterday. He, as we speak, he's going up again on the House side. Little interest, other than notably from Senator Ted Cruz, was expressed about the phenomenon of censorship by Facebook. You've had some hard experience of this yourself. Tell us quickly about it and why we should all be concerned about what Facebook and these other IT giants are up to in that regard.
Yeah, well, you know, it's becoming more widely known that Facebook is using its various complicated algorithms to clamp down on conservative sites. My site, Jihad Watch, last year lost 90% on one day, 90% of its referrals from Facebook, and has never recovered. They're choking off our platforms. And it's noteworthy that Facebook's Vice President Joel Kaplan traveled to Pakistan in July 2017 and assured the Pakistani government that it would remove material that the Pakistanis deemed anti-Islam. So what we've got is, in effect, the enforcement of Sharia blasphemy laws by Facebook.
Yeah. And it's not just the Pakistanis, by the way. As you know, it's also the European Union, which has succumbed to the same kind of pressure and is now having its edicts enforced by these IT operations. I think it's time to break them up. It's great to talk with you. Robert Spencer, thank you so much for all you do at jihadwatch.org. This is an indispensable resource. I hope everyone listening will make it part of their daily diet, as I do, and get those numbers back up where they belong. Robert, thank you, and we look forward with great expectation to the new book about the history of jihad, Muhammad, from Muhammad to ISIS. Come back to us again soon, if you will, sir. Next up, Gordon Chang joins us. We'll talk about Xi Jinping's latest and perhaps Paul Ryan's departure, among other things, right after this.
To securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.